It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Tuesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Because honestly, the actual news stinks, so we just kind of make up our own.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Let's figure it out together. Hanksters, as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page, join the party. Have fun in the comments section. Yeah, it is primary voting day today. Early voting wrapped up on Friday. They don't release exactly the numbers because they don't want it to sway actual voting day today. So the 2026 Texas Senate primary itself has become the most expensive in U.S. history. Total advertising spending exceeding $122.6 million. Intense competition, and largely, this is both sides, Republican and Democrat, for Texas Senate. Nearly half of all the funds being spent in these final weeks leading up to today. Over $122.6 million. So that surpasses the previous record that actually was set by Arizona in 2022 of 109. So we blew that out of the water. And most of it is coming on the Republican side. About 95 million of that 122 million. Between Cornyn, which most of it's coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty sizable advantage as far as money spent from Cornyn, as opposed to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is leading in the polls. And then a distant third is Representative Wesley Hunt. On the Democrat side, they're spending too. $27 million has been spent, and most of that has come from the guy that was dissed by the Late Show on CBS. That's really where he got his bump, James Tallarico. So we'll see how this all pans out. But if you want a little extra skin in the game, or maybe you're a political action committee and you want to get some of that money back, because you can bet on anything.
Yep.
You definitely can bet on the I don't know if FanDuel's doing it or something, or DraftKings, but it's those online betting places that you can wager on who will win, not just Texas, but all the primaries all across the land, because you can bet on literally everything now, because it's, I guess, legal.
Let's make good choices.
There you go. That paid for by probably Vegas, honestly.
So, ladies, start your engines. Sean Diddy Combs may be back out on the streets sooner rather than later. His new release date could be April 25th, 2028. Apparently, he's now going to rehab for offenders that violated certain rules. Yeah, apparently he was making his own booze, the Pruno, behind bars. I mean, he is kind of like a connoisseur.
It is an art
form. The finest beverages around. And made some unapproved phone calls. Lawyers still maintain he did nothing wrong. They won an appeal, and he was wrongly convicted.
Has he figured out a way how to make prison baby oil?
I don't think so. And it just lends a whole lot of visuals. I mean, it's already election day.
So the only thing that is affecting my timeline and feeds more, arguably, than political advertisements is this Jim Carrey thing.
Oh, for crying out loud. What is going on?
So, Jim Carrey was bestowed an honor, an award, in Paris last week at the César Awards.
Carrey!
That's it. Exactly. And when he showed up, and notably, I guess, the context of this is Jim Carrey has said numerous times that he is never going to do anything as far as plastic surgery or fillers or Botox or anything like that. Well, it looked like Jim Carrey showed up with fillers and plastic surgery and stuff like that, leading many with some other kind of, he spoke fluent French and a couple other little weird things. I would call them wrinkles, but he had none. As he was getting this Lifetime Achievement Award, he wasn't unrecognizable. But he did look different. And if you look at the side-by-side, because that's all that's coming up on my Facebook.
That's right.
Seriously, I haven't seen Mom post anything in weeks, it feels like, because of this Jim Carrey thing. There are people suggesting, and then it didn't help that this one guy who's a makeup artist who has done stuff like this in the past, and impersonated other celebrities without their approval or really even explaining that that's what he was doing. Posting masks and saying everything like that, saying that he was Jim Carrey. Well, now, still no word from Jim Carrey himself on this. But his representative has said, that's ridiculous, that's silly. Jim's actually been working on his French specifically for this honor, which he holds very near and dear to his heart. And that 100% was, is, and still is going to be the actual Jim Carrey.
So no clones.
I have a theory, though.
Oh.
I think it's Andy Kaufman, and he's been Jim Carrey this entire time. You proved me wrong. Proved me wrong.
Shocking, but sometimes you may not be in the best shape of your life when you are pulled over for driving under the influence of alcohol. Justin Timberlake may know this better than anyone after getting popped for driving under the influence in Sag Harbor in New York. Remember that? It was a while back. And he eventually pled guilty to a lesser charge. But now, that officer's body cam footage can be released. This is not going over well with the JT. Apparently, he's now suing the city because it could harm his reputation. And he's determined to protect his image. I think the best part of this whole story would be that the cop was so young, he had no idea who Justin Timberlake was.
Man, I mean, how many times does he need to bring sexy back for that guy to know?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a sexy look.
He's going to get him to rock his body cam. Happy birthday, Jessica Biel. Yeah. Sure, she's having a stellar one with all this going on.
These people buy an Uber.
Well, with the whole Warner Brothers being bought by Paramount and stuff like that, get ready for your streaming services to go weird yet again. And it looks like, because of this, Paramount Plus and HBO Max will merge into one single streaming service. And that'll give them, give them quite the footprint, more than 200 million direct-to-consumer subscribers. Not that any of us will understand or what we have to update or what's the login for this one or that. Can they just stop? Can they just stop? I'd rather watch the body cam footage at this point. I at least could pull that up and figure it out.
You want me to do a public information request?
Just bring cable back. I don't even want
seriously.
Sexy back. I just want cable.
So it's no mini chainsaw, JB. But Starbucks has a nice gift for you starting today. Their new menu features lots and lots of coconuts. There's a macchiato, a cold brew, cold foam, and more. Then, apparently lavender is trendy. It's having a moment along with some matcha. There is an Ice Dubai chocolate matcha, a double berry, mango cream, and banana bread matcha.
There you go.
There's also green cups, a tumbler collection, frog cake pop. But do be warned, if you order the chai, Starbucks employees are now going viral for saying it comes with the classic syrup now. They don't make the rules, they don't make the ingredients, and they are worried about customer feedback.
Yeah, ever since I got rid of the raspberry Da Vinci syrup, I have not went back.
Oh.
And that was many years ago.
You're bitter.
Yeah.
I still miss the Jamba Juice next door. What happened?
And is that lavender, blue lavender? I mean, that's
no,
the Axe body spray, and that's all I go with.
It's too fresh.
Also, in food news, it's out today, the latest McDonald's Big Arch Burger. It is a limited time release, but if people like it, they'll probably keep it. And this is the big one. It's got two quarter-pound beef patties surrounded by three slices of melted white cheddar cheese. And it's also being noticed for its recent taste test video, as the McDonald's CEO, Chris Kimczynski.com, he tried the burger and he videoed himself for social media. And it looks like this guy is a bigger fan of kale than maybe McDonald's, because he made it about halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he was having a hard time fighting through it.
Downing it?
Yeah. So.
Well, isn't this the one with all those onions on it?
Oh, there are a lot of onions on it.
Yeah.
But that's a great ringing endorsement. Oh, and speaking of fearless leaders and CEOs, Jerry Jones yesterday says he feels, quote, like he has let Cowboy fans down. And Jerry Jones said that he would hitchhike from Indianapolis, where the scouting combine has been.
Yeah.
He would hitchhike from Indianapolis to Dallas to get the team another Super Bowl.
We're going.
Start walking, Jerry.
Yeah, let's do it.
And nobody pick him up, okay?
Up with KB and Heather Lee.